By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن الحمدللہ عز و جل اے ویری بیوٹیفل پروگرام ارلی ان دا مارننگ انشاءاللہ عز و جل ان دس پروگرام وی ول ہیو دا ریسیٹیشن آف دا گلوریس قرآن اینڈ آلسو انشاءاللہ پریز آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ایوری ڈے الحمدللہ عز و جل وی ہیو اے ڈیلی حدیث وی ہیو اے ڈیلی ریمائنڈر فار اس As you know, the whole purpose of this program is so that we can start our day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt, whoever starts his day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, no doubt about it, will have a very beautiful day. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for a Muslim, it is important, it is vital that we start our days and our nights as well with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. We've got a very a beautiful topic, and to be honest with you, as I was reading about this topic, it was something which is very intriguing. So I hope you can join us. An hour and a half of this program will no doubt, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will bring blessings and barakat, and will inshallah not just open our eyes, but inshallah we'll open our minds as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, first of all, we're going to listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Remember, the manners and the etiquettes for listening to the Quran is try to listen attentively, and if possible, you know, just leave everything and just, you know, sit down and listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran and enjoy the melodious voice and subhanallah azza wa jal, the words of Allah azza wa jal. So let's just go towards for the recitation of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
فلما رأى قمیصه قد من دبر قال انہ من کیدکن عظیم.
پھر جب عزیز نے اس کا کرتا پیچھے سے چرا دیکھا بولا بے شک یہ تم عورتوں کا چرتر یعنی فریب ہے, بے شک تمہارا چرتر یعنی فریب بڑا ہے.
یوسف اعرض عن هذا واستغفری لذنبك انك كنت من الخاطئین.
اے یوسف تم اس کا خیال نہ کرو, اور اے عورت تو اپنے گناہ کی معافی مانگ, بے شک تو خطا واروں میں ہے.
وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين.
اور شہر میں کچھ عورتیں بولی کہ عزیز کی بیوی اپنے نوجوان کا دل لبھاتی ہے, بے شک ان کی محبت اس کے دل میں پیر گئی یعنی گھر کر گئی ہے, ہم تو اسے صریح خود رفتہ پاتے ہیں۔
فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةً منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن۔
تو جب زلیخا نے ان کا چکروا یعنی چہ مگوئی و تان سنا تو ان عورتوں کو بلا بھیجا اور ان کے لیے مسندیں تیار کی اور ان میں ہر ایک کو ایک چھری دی اور یوسف سے کہا ان پر نکل آؤ۔
فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ۔
جب عورتوں نے یوسف کو دیکھا اس کی بڑائی بولنے لگیں اور اپنے ہاتھ کاٹ لیے اور بولی اللہ کو پاکی ہے یہ تو جن سے بشر سے نہیں، یہ تو نہیں مگر کوئی معزز فرشتہ۔
قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم وَلَئِن لَّمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونًا مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ۔
زلیخا نے کہا تو یہ ہیں وہ جن پر تم مجھے تانا دیتی تھیں اور بے شک میں نے ان کا جی لبھانا چاہا تو انہوں نے اپنے آپ کو بچایا اور بے شک اگر وہ یہ کام نہ کریں گے جو میں ان سے کہتی ہوں تو ضرور قید میں پڑیں گے اور وہ ضرور ذلت اٹھائیں گے۔
قال رب السجن احب الی مما يدعونني الیه والا تصرف عنی کیدہن اصب الیہن واکن من الجاہلین۔
یوسف نے عرض کی اے میرے رب مجھے قید خانہ زیادہ پسند ہے اس کام سے جس کی طرف یہ مجھے بلاتی ہیں اور اگر تو مجھ سے ان کا مکر نہ پھیرے گا تو میں ان کی طرف مائل ہوں گا اور نادان بنوں گا۔
فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهم انه هو السميع العليم۔
اس کے رب نے اس کی سن لی اور اس سے عورتوں کا مکر پھیر دیا، بے شک وہی سنتا جانتا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم۔ الحمدللہ عز و جل، دا بیوٹیفل سورہ یوسف، وی آر لسننگ ٹو دا کلام آف اللہ عز و جل۔ اینڈ نو ڈاؤٹ یو نو وین ایور یو لسن ٹو دا قرآن، الحمدللہ عز و جل، دا قرآن it brings you that satisfaction، and this is the beauty of the Quran، الا بذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب۔ نو ڈاؤٹ یو نو دا قرآن it gives you the satisfaction of the heart، and this is why people should listen to the Quran، this is why we should always read the Quran in our families، in our homes. But sadly, you know what happens nowadays is that we only tend to read the Quran whenever someone has passed away from our family, or when we are in problem, when we are in debt, we'll open the Quran, we'll read it. Halanki the Quran should be recited every single day in our homes. The Quran should be recited every single day, and the Quran should be looked upon every single day as well, because the Quran is our source of guidance. Without the Quran, how can you be guided? Because Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the glorious Quran for the guidance of the Muslims. And we ask a question, how many times have I read the Quran this week? Let's just have one question in our mind. How many times have we read the Quran this week? How many times have we read the Quran this month? And we'll know what the answer is. And the answer, if it's zero times, then do you not think that it's about time that we open the Quran and we started to learn the kalam of our Rabb Azza wa Jal? So please, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's very important that we read the Quran, we try to understand. Alhamdulillah, Siratul Jinan is a very beautiful translation of the Quran. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's all make this intention that from today, we will inshallah Azza wa Jal try to read the Quran with the translation and tafsir as well. Nevertheless, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we've got a very beautiful topic that we're going to be talking about in today's program. But first of all, let's go towards the daily kalam inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah.
Allah.
محمد هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And to be honest with you, we are lucky that, you know, Allah Ta'ala has done such a great favor upon the Muslims. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we had the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One very important characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we are going to be learning today, is forbearance. So what does forbearance mean? The meaning of forbearance is tahammul, and it's derived from the word hilm. It means the quality of being calm, patient and gentle, despite able to express your annoyance and your anger, where you are able to retaliate to something, where in either be, you know, taking revenge or being angry. Yeah, but a person, he adopts the quality of patience, of forgiving, of forgetting, of calmness. Yeah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, and who restrains anger, Kanzul Iman translation. And so Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, as Muslims, MashaAllah Azawajal, we should follow the Islamic teachings and good manners, which include pardoning, tolerance, justice, affection, chastity and purity, and selflessness and sympathy, generosity and forbearance. Every quality has its own virtue, but forbearance is such a quality whose virtue can benefit the whole society. Now, you know, I just want you to be in a situation where someone has done something to you. Someone has either sworn at you, or someone has hit you, or someone has or is trying to cause you problems. What would you do in that situation? The scholars of Islam, subhanallah azza wa jal, talk about the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his forbearance for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Five things are from the sunnah of Rasul alayhi wa sallam. One of them is to have forbearance. This was in Masu'a ibn Abi Dunya. Undoubtedly, by virtue of forbearance, a Muslim man attains the status of a fasting person and the one who worships in the night, staying awake. That is the beautiful reward of forbearance, of hilm, of forgiving, of tolerance, of trying to control your anger. And there are so many incidents in the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that, you know, we are going to be learning today, inshallah, and we're going to be trying to act upon these beautiful sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beautiful actions as well. The occurrence of endurance and forbearance the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had at the time when the people of Makkah inflicted cruelties and sufferings, you know, during the journey to Taif, you know, these are some of the proofs that we should also follow in our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's footsteps. You know, how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a situation where, you know, the people, they threw stones at him, his blessed na'ilain, his blessed shoes were full of blood, yet our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed forbearance at that time as well. And inshallah azza wa jal, this is what we need to be learning and what we need to be acting, especially when it comes to Muslims. We need to be really, really, you know, down to earth. We need to be really soft hearted, and we need to have a heart that we can forgive these people. It's been narrated about Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu that once a person spoke ill of him, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu took off his dark colored chadar and gave it to him, and also ordered to give him 1,000 dirhams. So instead of taking revenge, he took off his chadar, his cloak, and he gave it to the person, and he gave him 1,000 dirhams as well. Yeah, that is what you call a beautiful example of forbearance. That is what you call a beautiful example of forgiving someone and controlling your anger. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beautiful son of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the great grandson of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No doubt that if he wanted to take revenge, he could have taken revenge on that person. But subhanallah azza wa jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he, mashallah azza wa jal, was steadfast on that. And the Islamic scholars have said that in this way, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gathered five good qualities. So that, you know, that person, when he talked ill about him, when he talked bad about him, and he forgave him, and he just defused the situation, the scholars, they say that five things happened because of that. Number one, forbearance. Yeah, he controlled his anger. You know, he let things go just like that. Number two, he caused no trouble. Or else, if he wanted, he could have called his family members, he could have called his friends, and he could have been into a fight. But therefore, what he did was, he caused no trouble. Number three, protecting that person from something which could cause him to distance himself from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, no, this is sometimes we don't even think of these kind of things. If you were to take revenge on someone, what would happen is obviously that person would be angry on you. And when you take revenge from that person, what normally would have happened at that situation is that that person, he would have taken revenge. And he would have moved away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because he'll always be thinking negative about you. And when you think negative about someone, you know, you don't want to really do your ibadat properly. You know, ask those people who always have hatred for someone. You know, they always think negative about other people. You know, when they stand up for salah, are they really going to do anything good? Are they really going to do anything good? No, they're not. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for us, it's a vital opportunity that we look at ourselves and we take this opportunity to earn rewards. And number two, is we could save that person going away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number four, motivating him to repent and regret. Yeah, so that person who said bad things about Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his forgiving and forgetting was motivating that person as well in, you know, doing tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. No doubt, because he was wrong to what he did. Was Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu motivated by that person to repent and to regret from what he has done because of his action? And number five, doing good in return for evil. In this way, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought all these things in return for the ordinary world. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is the beauty of Islam. And this is the beauty of all our great pious predecessors. Our role models, these are our true role models, Alhamdulillah, where we can learn all these beautiful traits about, where we can learn how to act, how to become a good Muslim. And seriously, if we were to become good Muslims and we were, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, acting upon these beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then no doubt, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we would become role models and true heroes of Islam. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he talks about forbearance. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity, followed by injury. And Allah is free of need and forbearing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In another place in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, he will surely cause them to enter an entrance with which they will be pleased. And indeed, Allah is knowing and forbearing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we need that beautiful mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to really, you know, build up our character to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to build our character so that we can have this, you know, our, you know, as they say, have a bigger heart. Yeah, instead of trying to always think about, you know, causing harm to the next person, instead of always trying to think about, you know, how I can, you know, make this situation even worse, try to diffuse the situation. And this is the beauty of a Muslim. He will diffuse the situation. As the scholars, they say that fitna, yeah, turmoil is asleep. Do not awaken it. So therefore, whenever we are in a situation where we've got the power, we've got the ability to take revenge upon that person, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the best person is he who will try to take control over that, and he will try to, inshallah Azza wa Jal, instead of making things worse, he will try to defuse the situation as well. Allah Azza wa Jal, in another place in Surah At-Taghabun, he says, if you loan Allah a goodly loan, he will multiply it for you and forgive you. And Allah is most appreciative and forbearing. Forbearance is also a characteristic of the prophets of messengers of Allah. Allah Ta'ala praises some prophets like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for having characteristics. Indeed, was Abraham compassionate and forbearing. So our prophets, alayhimus salatu wasalam, they were not just prophets of Allah, but they were great role models for us. Today, sadly, you know, we follow role models, or we make people role models, you know, those people who have themselves a very bad character. They can never ever have a good character. They can't possess a good character, but yet we are blindfoldedly following these people. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what we need to understand is we need to, you know, try to act upon and imitate these beautiful characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to make a better situation. Even at home, just take this for an example. You're watching program, you know, something at home for the viewers as well. Maybe you are the father, maybe you are the mother, maybe you are the children. You know, how would you spend your life? What if something happens to you at home? Yeah, if you are the father, someone has broken something, you're the breadwinner. Yeah, now what's going to happen is some of your money will be spent repairing what has been broken by either any member of the family. Yeah, now what's going to happen at that time? You can take revenge. You know, what kind of a revenge? You know, you can retaliate to that, or you can do the nasihat. But Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, forgive the children as well. And this is the beauty of Islam. We want to teach them what they've done wrong. But what we need to understand is that we need to teach them a lesson, such a lesson that inshallah we'll be rewarded for that as well. Now, there's no point being angry, making the situation even worse at home, you know, even outside with our friends as well. You know, especially when you've got good friends, you can't afford to lose good friends, because it's very, very hard to find good friends nowadays anyway. So you don't want to be losing a good friend, even if they make a mistake. Yeah, try to act upon this sunnah of forbearance. Try to, you know, control yourself, control your anger, and inshallah, azawajal, you know, and they say that be the bigger person and forgive them as well. Allah azawajal, he says inside Surah Ali Imran, and hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and a garden as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the righteous who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardships, and who restrain anger and who pardon the people. And Allah loves the doers of deed. So Allah Ta'ala loves those people who forgive someone. Allah Ta'ala loves those people who at the time of hardship, you know, you're at the time of hardship, but yet subhanallah azza wa jalla, you never lose, you know, as they say, you never lose your top. Yeah, why? Because you're always going to be steadfast on what, you know, and then calm, always be calm as well. Because what's going to happen is if we do not be calm, then things will get out of hand. And especially if you're living at home and you don't control your anger, something's happened and you start to break things at home. You start shouting at your parents. You start to argue with your wife, you know, and if it's the wife, you start arguing with your husband. End of the day, what's going to happen? Things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse and worse and worse. And then it'll come to a situation where you will not be able to live in that house. And I've, you know, heard about people that have had these problems at home. And sadly, there was a situation where they could not even go back and live into that home as well. So as Muslims, we need to understand, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that we must try to imitate and follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in return, inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will shower his blessings and his mercy upon us as well. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. We always have a reminder as well. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Inshallah, azza wa jal. You know, every day we have this daily reminder. And one of the reasons is that we try to learn from it and we try to act upon it as well. As these reminders, you know, sometimes a person, when we're too busy in life, you know, we're too busy working, we're too busy at home, what happens is we tend to forgive, you know, we tend to forget what the purpose of our real life is. We tend to forget what our goal in this life is. Why were we here? Were we here to build a good home, a good, you know, a portion of jaydad for ourselves? You know, why were we here in this world? Well, the reason Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Our reason of creation was that we worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's listen to this daily reminder first, and then we'll continue with our today's topic, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
We are living in an era where we are all suffering from such a disease that no matter what our hearts become affected of this disease is jealousy. History relating to jealousy is that even before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sent to the earth, it is due to jealousy that the shaitan, who was a leader of the angels, jealousy destroyed him. My dear brothers, jealousy is such a disease that if you see something good in another person and you start thinking that I hope he loses it and I gain it, that is pure jealousy, which is haram. But if you desire to have the same, then that is called rashk. Whether these are worldly gain or religiously gain, it is questioning another person's status. We should refrain from jealousy, as this destroys good deeds, just like fire would destroy dry wood. Jealousy destroys a person's iman, just like something so sour that would destroy the taste of honey. The Prophet ﷺ said to his companions that jealousy is spreading in the upcoming generations. I have fear of my ummah that they will have plenty of wealth but would be jealous of one another. If we look at our society today, we can see that this is very common within our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, and our society. If someone has been fortunate to achieve something, then why are we jealous of their success rather than being happy for them? It is narrated that a jealous person's supplication is never accepted. We all complain today that our supplication is not accepted. But have we ever thought of the reasons why? It is due to jealousy. My dear brothers, we are jealous of other people's success and achievements, and we do not think that this is a sin which will destroy us, as we are questioning Allah Almighty's distributions. May Allah Almighty protect us from such a disease. Sallu ala Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very important and a very beautiful reminder. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to act upon this and to make our lives a better life. And inshallah Azawajal, a life that we can try to help other people, a life that we can try to promote our beautiful deen of Islam as well. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to warn against anger. You know, because when someone do something, you become angry, don't we? Now, at that time, there's a very beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari. Abu Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advise me. Ya Rasulullah, give me nasiha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then advised, do not get angry. Then the man asked for advice more than once, and each time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would advise him, do not get angry. Yani our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the importance of staying, you know, steadfast, not being angry. Nowadays what happens is maybe people will be, you know, at home and some things happen and they get angry, and Allah Ta'ala forbid, you know, things start to go to an extent that ma'azallah azza wa jal, they try to, you know, the relationship is broken, you know, there's some, you know, it's a turmoil in the family. Now, as Muslims, we need to understand that as Muslims, we need to, number one, control our anger. Like this person, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him so many times, advise me, give me nasihat, give me something to do. You know, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, do not get angry. Don't get angry. So here, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on repeating the same advice, it wasn't just for that person, it was for all of us. As Muslims, we need to look at ourselves. You know, how many times do we get angry at home? How many times do we get angry at our workplace? How many times do we get angry on our own children without any valid reason? Yes. Without a valid reason, how many times do we get angry with our children? You know, you might be thinking, well, they're my children, I can do whatever I want. No, you can't. Yes, you can't do anything without the permission of Allah. Yes, if they've done something wrong, you need to tell them that they've done something wrong. But to shout at them, to swear at them, and to start to hit them, you know, it's not even allowed in the law of the land nowadays. And alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Islam already told us how we can, you know, control the situation. And one of the best ways of controlling the situation is that we forgive for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to pray to Allah Ta'ala for releasing anger. You know, he said, make dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, take anger away from me. There are times where we do need to be angry. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we stay angry all the time. Sometimes people have this habit. They've got anger written on their forehead. And what the situation will be, every little situation, they'll become angry. Every little situation, as they say, they'll lose their top. Now, in Islam, we need to understand that number one is we need to control our anger. We need to stay steadfast. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, not only will we defuse the situation, but inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will be rewarded for that as well. Yes, don't forget that every time that you are controlling your anger, you are forbearing, yeah, that you can take revenge on that person. So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, what we need to understand is we need to start to forgive each other, forget, you know, and move on with our life. You know, our own relatives, our brother relations, our own brothers and sisters are not talking to each other. Yeah, and because of that, there are so many problems that are happening in our society. Maybe, you know, things have gone so bad with us that, you know, they've gone so out of control that sometimes it's even, you know, really, really difficult to go back and say sorry to that person. Why? Because we know that we could have controlled our anger. Another hadith, a part that has been quoted, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Jarir At-Tabari, he reports that Salama once said, I wondered, O Messenger of Allah, may you teach me a dua to make for myself. You know, can you teach me a dua that I can make for myself? And he, Rasulullah Alaihi Wasallam, replied, okay, say, O Allah, Lord of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, forgive my sin, release the anger of my heart, and protect me from the misleading trials. Yeah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught Sayyida Salama radhiyallahu ta'ala anha to make dua to the Ya Allah, forgive my sins, release the anger of my heart, and also to protect me from misleading trials. So one of them things was the anger of the heart. This is something that we really definitely need to be making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Anger restraint has great merit in Islam, since anger is the reason why many sins are committed. Allah Ta'ala promises, he who restrains his anger, that he will spare him from his torment. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who restrains his anger will be spared from Allah Ta'ala's torment. And this hadith has been quoted in An-Tabrani. Yeah, so the one who, you know, restrains himself, the one who has the power to take revenge, but he acts upon the sunnah of forbearance. You know, he thinks, you know, he thinks, you know, ahead. For example, there was a situation where a person, you know, a few lads jumped him, and, you know, he had the means that, you know, he had a good gang of brothers with him, you know, and, you know, he had the means to take revenge, but at that time he didn't take revenge. And you know what happens sometimes? You want to control your anger, but the people around you, they don't want you to do that. They want you to take revenge. They want you, you know what they'll say to you? You're a girl, man. You're not taking any revenge. You know, look at you. There's only one of him, you know, and you're not taking revenge. He's even younger than you. Why are you not taking revenge? So see, exactly the same thing happened to this brother as well. You know, people, you know, his so-called friends were telling him to take revenge. And this person, he goes back home and he picks up his pistol And he goes, now forgive for him. He was lucky that he thought to himself, what am I doing? Yeah. So as soon as he went to them guys and he took out his gun, you know, he started thinking to himself, if I shoot this guy, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to end up in prison. My family is going to be struggling because of me. So what am I going to gain from it? So he put the pistol back in his pocket and he walked back off home. Now, can you imagine if that person did act upon what he did, what he intended, if he had really shot that person would have been dead. He would have died. But what would have happened is that this person, he would have, you know, had his own self into problems and his family would have fallen into problems as well. Another very beautiful hadith apart quoted in Ibn Majah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a servant never suppresses anything for which he may get reward more than a feeling of anger, which he surpasses for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. You know, just imagine all that reward because you're trying to control the anger. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, one very beautiful thing that we learn is we need to try to control the anger. There's been so many situations, and I think you must have heard the Muballagheens and the Ulama Ikram talk about these situations where husband and wife had a fallout and they've been angry, they've been shouting at one another. And what happens is the husband might lose his plot and he might say, right, therefore I'm divorcing you. Yeah. And then what will happen is they'll go to, you know, all these scholars and, you know, mazallah, make up stories so that they can get the fatwa on their favor. In Islam, this is why it's important that we look at the situation, we assess the situation, what is going to happen to us. If we don't, then things when they go bad, then that is when we start to look elsewhere. To control and restrain and surpass anger, a Muslim is recommended to change his body position from standing to a sitting position or from a sitting position to laying. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one of you gets angry while standing up, let him sit down. If anger cannot be still controlled, let him lie down. Now, according to this, you know, what we need to do is, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us how we can try to control our anger. And subhanallah, you know, if you are standing, you sit down. If you are sitting down, you lay down. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. What we need to understand is we need to take control of our own selves. Like they say, when a person is angry, the shaitan, as you know, he runs in our body, just like blood runs in our body as well. And we're not going to try to give the shaitan any way that he can take control of our heart. In another hadith park in Sahih, in Abu Dawood Sharif, he says, an angry person is recommended to perform ablution, wudu, so that anger can be released. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anger is from the shaitan and the shaitan is created from fire. Fire is extinguished by water. If one of you gets angry, let him perform ablution. Subhanallah. So if you are angry, something's happened at home, something's happened now with the workplace, anything that's happened, then what we need to do is we need to start to perform wudu, because, you know, the shaitan is made out of fire. And it is because of the shaitan that the situation has arisen. So therefore what we need to do is we need to do wudu and we need to calm ourselves down. How many situations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed forbearance to people and restrained his anger? At the time of Fatah in Makkah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a chance to take revenge because he was the victorious one. He was the one who was in power now. Yeah, all them people that were standing in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the enemies of Islam, if he wanted, he could have taken revenge. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, he says, oh people, I forgive you. So it's very important, my dear Islam brothers, that what we need to do is we need to understand that there are situations where we need to be understanding. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, restrained his anger. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported, whilst I was going along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was wearing a Najrani garment, a shawl with a thick border, a Bedouin overtook the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pulled his garment forcibly. I looked at the side of the shoulder of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and noticed that the edge of the garment had left a mark on it because of the violence of his pull. The Bedouin said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, order them to give me something of God, Allah Ta'ala's property which you have. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards him, smiled and ordered that he was given something. And let's just imagine where if we are put into that situation, oh my God, if we are put into that situation where you're walking, someone pulls you, someone pushes you, someone trips you over, what would you do? Subhanallah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed calm. He stayed calm and not only he forgave him, he also rewarded him and he gave him what he was asking for. So subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is the beauty of Islam and this is what we need to try to adopt in our lives today as well. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us the true path, the real path that we need to be following and the real path that we need to be treading upon. And as Muslims, let's all make this intention that inshallah azawajal, we will also try to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another very beautiful hadith pak that has been quoted in Sahih Bukhari. It says that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demanding repayment of his debts and he behaved very rudely. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to harm him, but the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, leave him, for the creditor has the right to speak up. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, give him a camel of the same age as that of his. The people said, O Messenger of Allah, there is only a camel that is older than his. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, give, for the best amongst you is the one who pays the rights of others handsomely. And he gives the best one to him. Because why? I want to give him something better in what I got from this person. So this is another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we learn, that we try to not only follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, you know, why we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when we want to make our dunya and our life a better place. Inshallah, azawajal, we have a daily hadith. Let's go and listen to the daily hadith of today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Quran, which is the clear criterion, the book for all Muslims. In fact, for all mankind, if you want guidance, recite the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, what the scholars have written in the commentary of the Quran. But this Quran that we have, it's not just to wrap up in a beautiful cover and place at an elevated place in our homes. No, we have to read it. We have to open it to gain fuyudat, blessings from it. And listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said about the person who acts upon the Quran. Sayyidina Mu'adh Al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates this hadith which is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man qara' al-Qur'ana, whoever recited the Qur'an, wa'amila bima fihi, and he acts upon what is mentioned therein, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the Day of Judgment. Such a crown, daw'uhu ahsanu min daw'i shams, its luminosity will be greater than the luminosity of the sun. Fi buyuti dunya, the sun, when it's shining bright and it's as if it's inside your home because of its brightness. It's as if it's inside your home. لو كانت فيكم فما ظنكم بالذي عمل بهذا. So if this is the martaba, the rank of the parents, then what do you think about the son who himself has been acting upon the Quran? Subhanallah, what daraja will he attain on the Day of Judgment? So it's very important for parents and children to note this hadith, keep it in mind. If the parents want their akhirah to be like this, they want to wear crowns on the Day of Judgment, and the description of the crown was given as well, then we must ensure our children read the Quran and act upon it. And the children, if they want their parents to gain such honor on the Day of Judgment, they must also follow the teachings of this hadith. May Allah enable us to love the Quran wholeheartedly, to recite it and understand it, and thereafter act upon it as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, that was the beautiful daily hadith of today. MashaAllah Kaleem Madani was telling you the hadith-e-paak. There's another hadith that I want to mention to you as well. This hadith-e-paak has been quoted in Sahih Muslim. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "You have two qualities which Allah loves, forbearance and steadiness." You know, this was sent to Ashaj Abdul Qais, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him. And what we need to do is a very famous quote of the Quran that I read, that those who control their rage and pardon other people, Allah loves the good doers. Yeah, so Allah Ta'ala loves those people who control their anger and then forgive people. So two things: control your anger first and then forgive people. Because if you control your anger, sometimes people say, "Yeah, all I could do is just control my anger. I didn't say, oh, yeah, he's broken every pot in the house. You know, he's been swearing at people. He's been throwing things around. He's been having a tantrum." And then he says, "Oh, I was only, you know, trying to control myself." That is not trying to control yourself. In another place, he says that make allowance for people, command what is right, and turn away from the ignorant people. The ignorant people, the jahil people, turn away from them. Yeah, why? Because an ignorant person, a jahil person, will never be able to benefit you. You know, the scholars, they say that a jahil person can never benefit you. Stay away from him. You know, stay away from that person because he's not going to benefit you. Nowadays, what we see today, yeah, people that we know, we tend to spend most of our time with people that have nothing to do with the deen. Yeah, they don't offer their salah, they don't read the Quran, and we tend to stay with these people. So what happens if you stay with these kind of people? You're going to be amongst them. One day you're going to, as they say, if you can't join them, if you can't beat them, join them. Now what's going to happen is, well, by you not staying away from them, what's going to happen? You're going to be spending your time with them. And I know some people, Islam brothers, I've told, "Oh yeah, me and my friend went out to eat. This is what we did." All they think about is eating. "We went here, we went to that restaurant, we did this, we played this game, we did that, we did this. All it is just a waste of time. And if you stick to people who are wasting time, you know, who have no, you know, a conscious of what is going to happen. They don't educate themselves in the deen. They don't educate themselves in the dunya. All they do in our home is playing video games, watching telly, films, ma'azallah, TikTok and all social media and all that kind of stuff. What's going to happen is we're going to lose good friends, because good friends are going to take you to the masjid. Good friends are going to take you and make you understand the Quran. There's no point saying that I don't have good friends. When did you look for good friends? We don't, you know, ma'azallah, some people say, "Oh, I want friends that I can chill out with them. You know, I want someone that can sit with me and talk all day and night." People don't have the time. You know, good, sensible people, alhamdulillah, they will not have time. And that is why it's important that we keep ourselves away from ignorant people. Those people that don't have love for the deen. We need to educate ourselves. And as a Muslim, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to teach us about our deen. What have we understood about our deen today? You know, 15 years ago, if I did not know how to read the Quran, do I know how to read the Quran? Yeah, I might be in a good post, I might be in a good job, but I still don't know how to read the Quran. 15 saal pehle, you know, if I did not know how to offer my salah, what have I done? Yeah, you made a good mansion, you made a good koti back in Pakistan, you made, you know, you've got a good easy life, Allah Ta'ala has given you everything. You might be thinking, "I'm doing it, main to hoon, I'm it, main to sare kaam karta hoon, Allah Ta'ala has given me this and that." No, what you have done is you have done nothing, you just wasted your time. Please do not waste your time in this world. You know, pick up a book, Subhanallah, we got Fezan-e-Sunnat, Neki ki Dawat, Fezan-e-Ramadan, so many books in it. For every kind of an occasion, Amir al-Sunnat has written a book for us. Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel. Not only watch Madani Channel, try to act upon it as well. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is kind and loves kindness and gives for gentleness what He does not give for harshness, nor for anything else. Subhanallah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very gentle. His hands were so beautiful, were so soft. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not harm anyone. He would not harm anyone with his tongue. He would not harm anyone physically or mentally. This is how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Unless if we look at ourselves, you know, how many times have I caused problems to my own family, to my friends as well. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make things easy for people and do not make them difficult. Give good news to people and do not frighten them away. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he's come as a warner, but he's also come as the bearer of good news. Yeah, give good news to people. Don't always scaremongering people, especially in this time and age where people are already scared, where people are already fearing for their lives. Alhamdulillah, share love, share good news, share happiness amongst the people so that they can, inshallah, azawajal, act up accordingly as well. Sayyidina Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is deprived of kindness is deprived of all good. Yeah, so always, you know, show goodness to people, be kind to people, make things easy for people, don't make things hard for them. Smile at someone. If you can help someone financially, help him. If you can help someone physically, help them. Don't make things hard for people. Alhamdulillah, as an ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the Quran, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, you know, we are brothers. So alhamdulillah, would you not help your brother, your own blood relatives, would you not help him? You know, maybe someone, people will say, no, I won't, because he's done this to me, he's done that to me. You know, and this is what I'm talking about. Our own blood brothers, we don't talk to them. We make things hard for them. You know, as Muslims, make things easy. Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws reported that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has prescribed good for everything. So when you kill, kill well. When you sacrifice, sacrifice well. Each of you should sharpen the edge of his knife and should calm down his sacrificial animal. Even do not be cruel to animals. This is the message of Islam. Do not sharpen the knife in front of the animal that you're going to sacrifice, because that's going to give him more pain. Yeah, and make sure the knife is sharp before you cut an animal. Why? Because a knife that, you know, that's not really sharp, it will cause him more problems. This is the beauty of Islam. Always compassionate, always merciful. Subhanallah. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was never given a choice between two matters without taking the easier of them. As long as it was not a wrong action, if it was a wrong action, he was the furthest of people from it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take revenge for himself in respect of anything unless it violated the sanctity of Allah. Then he would take revenge for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. You know, we hear from the scholars, have love for the sake of Allah, have hatred only for the sake of Allah. Not because it's my own opinion or it's my own thing. Only have love for the people, for the pleasure of Allah. Not that He's going to take me and feed me whenever I need Him, He's going to help me. That's not the reason why we need to help people. The reason why we need to be helping people is only for the sake of Allah. Once you start doing things for the pleasure of Allah, then you start to enjoy that as well. You know, when you read the Quran and you read just for the sake of it, yeah, my mom, my dad keep telling me, read the Quran. Someone's passed away in the family, we've got to read the Quran. You're not going to enjoy it. When are you going to enjoy the Quran? Is when you do it yourself. When no one is forcing you, when no one's looking over you, that's when you read the Quran, you're going to enjoy that. And in this same way, Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Shall I tell you who is unlawful for the fire, or the one for whom the fire is unlawful? It is unlawful for everyone who is easy, flexible, modest, and uncomplicated." Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person, you know, he will not be made for, he was not made for the fire, the one who makes things easy for the people. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, epaq, "The believer is like the earth. People obtain benefits from it while they are on it. Whoever cannot endure people's harsh rudeness will not reach Allah's good pleasure, because his pleasure is closely linked with people's antipathy." Yeah, and it says that a man said to Ahnaf bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "You are causing me to worry. I will forbear with you." He replied, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'I was sent as a center of forbearance, a mine of knowledge, and a home of patience.' He spoke the truth when he said, 'True forbearance is when you pardon a person who acts badly with you and opposes you, while you are the power to take revenge on him. It is the supplication that says, "May Allah, you are too vast in favor and forbearance to punish."'" Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, and I think we do have a kalam for you today. So let's listen to this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hakikat se tumhari juz, khuda aur kaun waqif hai, kahe to kya kahe ko, chuni tum ho, chuna tum ho, chuna tum ho, ae khatme rusul maki madani, kaunain mein tumsa koi nahi, koi nahi, ae khatme rusul maki madani, kaunain sa koi nahi, koi nahi, ae khatme rusul maki madani, ae khatme rusul maki madani, kaunain mein tumsa koi nahi, kaunain mein tumsa koi nahi, ae noore mujassam tere siwa, ae noore mujassam tere siwa, mehboob khuda ka koi nahi, koi nahi, ae noore mujassam tere siwa, mehboob khuda ka koi nahi, koi nahi, ae noore mujassam tumsa koi nahi, tumsa koi nahi, tumsa koi nahi, tumsa koi nahi, sare achho se acha samjhiye jise hai us acche se acha hamara nabi, tumsa koi nahi, tumsa koi nahi, sare uncho se uncha samjhiye jise hai us unche se uncha hamara nabi, tumsa koi nahi, tumsa koi nahi, sabse awal sabse aakhir ibtida ho intiha ho, he wasile sab nabi tum asl maqsood e khuda ho, sab tumhare dar ke raaste ek tumhara hai khuda ho, tumsa koi nahi, tumsa koi nahi, aasaf to sab ne paaye hai, aasaf to sab ne paaye hai, par husne sarapa koi nahi, par husne sarapa koi nahi, aadam se janabe isa tak, aadam se janabe isa tak,
सरकार के जैसा कोई नहीं
आदम से जनाबे ईसा तक
सरकार के जैसा कोई नहीं
ऐ खत में रसूल मक्की मदनी कौन ऐन में तुम सा कोई नहीं
दिल किसको दिखाए चीर के हम इसी आका मदावा कौन करे
इसी आका मदावा कौन करे
ऐ रहमत आलम तेरे सिवा दुखियों का मसीहा कोई नहीं
ऐ रहमत आलम तेरे सिवा दुखियों का मसीहा कोई नहीं ऐ खत्म रसूल बाकी मदनी कौन ऐन में तुम सा कोई नहीं
हो जाए अगर एक चश्मे करम महशर में हमारी लाज रहे
महशर में हमारी लाज रहे
शाफे महशर तेरे सिवा
शाफे महशर तेरे सिवा
बख्शिश का वसीला कोई नहीं
शाफे महशर तेरे सिवा बख्शिश का वसीला कोई नहीं ऐ खत्म रसूल बाकी मदनी कौन ऐन में तुम सा कोई नहीं
ये शान तुम्हारी है आका तुम अर्शे परी पर पहुँचे हो खलीलो नजीबी बड़ी शान वाले कलीमो मसीबी कैला मक्का अर्श से भी जो आगे वो सुल्तान कुल अंबिया आप ही है जा कोई पहुंचा नहीं पहुंचा वहां तलवा तेरा
ये शान तुम्हारी
है आका तुम अर्शे परी पर पहुंचे हो शान नबी है सब लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं
शान नबी है सब लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं ऐ खत्म रसूल मक्की मदनी कौन ऐन में तुम सा
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ بارک وسلم جی پیارے سامعین الحمدللہ عزوجل as Muslims we need to be انشاءاللہ عزوجل learning and forbearance is a sign of true strength of a person Yeah, forgiving someone, diffusing the situation, keeping yourself calm, forgiving and forgetting is the best strength. And it was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who taught us, the strong man is not the one who can win a physical fight. The strong person is the one who can control himself when he is angry. Yeah. So inshallah azza wa jal, let's all make this intention that from now on, inshallah azza wa jal, we will try to control our anger. We will act upon this sunnah of forbearance, and inshallah we will forgive people. We will inshallah make things easier for people as well. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I hope you've not only enjoyed today's program, but you've also, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, acted upon, inshallah. We're going to try to act upon what we have learned today. I make the intention, we can all make this intention, that inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we've learned today, may Allah ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to act upon that. And jazakallah khairah for watching. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.